Travel Talk. Discover Germany from home today at germany.travel, bringing Germany home to you.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Delighted to have, as always, our resident travel expert Ed Finn with us. And this week, I'm particularly looking forward to our conversation this week because you're just back, Ed, from one of my favourite places, very close to my heart, Kilkenny.
Yes, indeed, Carol. I'll tell you, a Corkman in Kilkenny having a fabulous time, really discovering. And I mean, discovering Kilkenny in depth. I mean, I've been here before. And, you know, what's brilliant about it, it's just, you know, just down the road, of course, from where I live in Dublin. But it's just gorgeous. I did things this time that I hadn't done before, just to give you an idea.
In fairness, Ed, can I just say that you experienced Kilkenny now in a way that I never had, because you had 5-star luxury all the way, which is not my experience.
Yeah, I know. And you know what's great, I suppose, as well, Carol, about the current situation we're in, you know, I mean, there's lots of interesting deals and great deals out there as well. Now, I was delighted to be down. I was with Visit Kilkenny, a guest to Visit Kilkenny, and I must say they looked after me incredibly well. I'll do this in two parts, Carol, because there's so much. So this week, I'd like to just touch on my first. I stayed in Lyra at the State for my first few days here. And I was really interested in doing lots of nice activities. And I started off by doing something that I had always kind of wanted to do, which is the Sport of Kings, which is this amazing falconry experience. Now, of course, falconry, I don't know if you've done it, Carol. It goes back 5,000 years. It was originally set up, I mean, you know, to kind of, for people, they used to use the hawks and the falcons to kind of, you know, for killing prey and, you know, for eating and stuff. But it was so amazing to handle these magnificent creatures. Now, I was with John and Caroline there from Hawkeye Falconry. I don't know if you saw some of my pictures there up on social media.
I did. I saw them, what you put up. Yeah, it looked absolutely fantastic, I have to say.
Yeah, Bertie was the beautiful Harris Hawk that we started off with. Just that amazing experience where, you know, you have little pieces of chicken on your hand or whatever, on your glove, and then the hawk flies from the trees right down to you. It's basically how you train them and, you know, how they actually trained them to be a hunting animal. It's actually quite a profound experience to interact so closely with the hunting animal like this, you know.
Let me ask you, Ed, is this part of your experience at Lyrath Hotel, or is this something separate to Lyrath?
It is part, but John and Caroline, who run this Hawkeye Falconry, they go around. They go to, like, for example, Mount Juliet. They go to Lyrath. They go in different places. But Lyrath is fabulous for it because they actually have no golf course here. And John was saying that's really helpful. You know, when you're doing falconry,
you were
completely out in nature. They have two famous little owls, Carol. I was talking about meeting the owl ones, you know, and it was Turbo and
very
Diesel.
Good, very good.
Yeah, and we had an owl selfie as well. It was great. But there's a book written about them, and they are just so cute. Two small little owls and spotted owls. They are just such crack, the two of them, right? They're mad. Just the great fun with them and the interaction of it. So listen, that was really, really cool. And I would say to anyone, I would really recommend that. Hawkeyefalconry.ie is the place there. And as I said, John and Caroline were just fab, and they really know their stuff, and they're getting eagles, Carol, and they're expanding it as well.
Wow,
so there's
gorgeous.
Going to be loads more stuff, but these birds are just beautiful, and it was a fabulous day out. I loved it.
So tell me about Lyrath Hotel. I've been there for dinner once, Ed, and that must have been about 5 or 6 years ago. I haven't been since. Just in case anybody's wondering where it is, it's not in the city centre. It's about 2-3 miles outside the city centre.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's so lovely that I think if you go there, you probably don't want to leave it, actually.
Absolutely. The rooms were gorgeous there as well, and the balcony rooms were really lovely. Now, the thing about it, Carl, is it's a huge estate, obviously, and they have a fabulous spa, right? So that's a big thing that they do now. Of course, with the current situation, everything has to be booked in advance, and they're limited now with numbers. So I would just say to anyone, if you're going there, just make sure that, you know, you book that. That's a big thing for lots of people. The spa is very, very popular. The food there is great, Carol, as well. They have, like, beautiful lunches. We did Tupper's Bar for lunch, which is lovely, kind of relaxed, kind of conservatory dining. And then the U restaurant, they have another one. And then they have the grill room as well. So you have lots of different options, which was really nice. Beautiful swimming pool as well, Carol, which you, again, just book, you know, book your time in. You know, things
and
have
is
changed.
It easy? Sorry, Ed, let me just ask, because this is a very different experience now for people, having to book the spa, having to book the pool.
Yes.
I mean, how is that? You know, does it work well?
Yeah, it does. It works very well, actually, because, you know, everything is just much, you know, it's much reduced, where they would have had, you know, X amount of treatment rooms. Now, I think they'd be down to like 4 or 5. So, as I said, it is just important that you would do that beforehand, because it, I mean, especially if you're going at weekends or something like that, because I think you'd be very, very lucky if you got any availability. So that is very good. And of course, Carol, because Kilkenny is so close to Dublin, it's very lucky in that respect, in that it gets a lot of, you know, domestic tourism down from Dublin as well. So it was really full when we were there the first night. So, I mean, very, very busy. But the food was really excellent, I must say. Very, very good again. And Deirdre and her team there, I have to say, in terms of Irish hospitality, Carol, it's very, very good, you know. It's interesting, you know, when you're around now, Carol, travelling around Ireland, you're always, you know, the way you'd always expect to meet Americans and talk Americans. It's hilarious. There's just none. I mean, we didn't come across any Americans. But so you're talking with different Irish people, which is actually a really lovely experience, to be honest, because it's just something you, it's just something you wouldn't be used to. And when you're talking to different people there who do the different tours and treatments, it's just different. But it's great to see. I was delighted to see that they were busy and stuff. But again, it's just a very, you know, very different landscape. One thing how we went on to do then, I went to a Woodstock Gardens,
which is out in Inishtieg.
Exactly. It's just near Inishtieg, and it's really something else. I mean, I just thought it was beautiful. Now, there's a great guy there, Bart, and his wife Nicole. I don't know if you've been to Aron, the restaurant. It's famous. When they opened it, Carol, first, there was 300 people queued outside the door. Like, they have.
Ed, I haven't been anywhere for months, right? So I'm all agog, I have to say.
Yeah, what's fabulous is Bart and Nicole, she's from the Philippines and he's originally from Poland and lived in Denmark. So they've all these fabulous influences. And they packed a lunch for us, right? A picnic lunch, which you can get. And we took that to Woodstock Gardens. And I have to say, the food was fantastic. Just really, really delicious. They make all their own bread. Everything is grown themselves.
And where are they now? Are they in Inishtieg as well?
Yeah, no, sorry, Carol. Aron is actually, it's down near the train station, actually, in Kilkenny. It's just a lovely cafe restaurant that... because Kilkenny recommended that we get a picnic from there, which we did, and it was just fab. So to take that with you to Woodstock Gardens was absolutely brilliant. And of course, Woodstock, you know, was built in 1745 for Sir William Fownes by the architect Francis Biden. It is just a stunning place. It's famous for these gorgeous avenues, the conservatory there, the arboretum, Carl. They have cedarwood trees going back hundreds of years, oaks. And I must say, that was amazing. The history there is interesting. I mean, I was saying to you, the main house was burnt in 1922 after it was occupied by the Black and Tans there. And of course, there's the whole history there. That's one thing about Kilkenny as well. It's steeped in history. Unbelievable. Yeah. Gorgeous place. And I would say to anyone, if you wanted something, just get out into nature. This place is fantastic.
In fairness, the whole, the little village of Inishtieg there on the Nore, on the river, is just so, so pretty. You feel like you're in a different little wonderland, actually.
You
it's
do,
gorgeous
yeah. yeah. That's where they filmed Circle of Friends. They filmed some of the movie there as well. Yeah. So that was, it is absolutely gorgeous. And when you're up in the top, looking down at that, you're totally right. It's just like something you'd see from some little, an Irish movie that you'd watch years ago, you know, about Ireland. But that was beautiful. Yeah, absolutely as well. So I loved it. So it's just to get out and get away from that. And in terms of social distancing at the moment, you couldn't pick a better type of holiday or staycation.
Fabulous. As so you've whetted our appetite now for some things to do, say, just outside Kilkenny City. But next week, as we continue our little journey through Kilkenny, you're actually coming into town, into the city itself. So I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say about that. I know you're staying in some lovely places and going to some nice restaurants as well. Kilkenny has got some fabulous restaurants. It's just a great place to go and explore. So that will be a conversation worth listening to.
Yes,
for sure,
absolutely, Karen. And visit kilkenny.ie, by the way, if anyone wants to have a look there. Hashtag visit Kilkenny or hashtag love Kilkenny. There's loads of info there as well. So yeah, so I'll continue my journey, Carol, around Kilkenny, and I'm off now to do a shenanigans walking tour. So I'm getting up to shenanigans now, so I'll be able to tell you all about that next week.
So not like you, Ed. So not like you. Well, enjoy, and we will chat with you next week.
Great, Carol. Have a great weekend.
Travel Talk. Discover Germany from home today at germany.travel, bringing Germany home to you.
Sunshine 106.8.